Right, let's get started. Okay, so we're starting a few lines up on Daf Memches, Amud Beis. Let's say that this actually is a Machlokas Tanoim. Does it acquire all the way, or does it acquire only as far as the money? What?
End of
Memches, yeah, at the very bottom. Yeah, because we didn't quite finish. Hamal v'eschaver l'mashkon, somebody lends money on with the collateral, and then it becomes a sabbatical year. So, and as we know that that there's a concept of the loans being wiped away on Shemitah, it's called Shemitah's Ksafim, okay? So, but there's a collateral here. So, even though this collateral is only worth half, it does not, the loan is not canceled with Shemitah. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that she does from Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, no, imay maskin kineged alvas, so it depends. If the maskin is equal to the value of the loan, then ain't a misham, then it doesn't get canceled. If you have misham, otherwise it does get canceled. Now, just to define our terms, my ain't a misham, the come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying that it doesn't get canceled. What do we mean? What doesn't get canceled? Ilem kinegdoi, meaning to the amount that he's the value of it, meaning what's not canceled is only up until the value of the collateral. That's what's not canceled. Why? Because he's not claiming that money from him. Because after all, he's in possession of those funds. Because I'm holding a collateral that's worth half the debt. So that money I'm not asking from you, so therefore it's not canceled. The other part, though, is canceled. So that would mean, if that's true, that the entire loan is canceled even though there's a collateral. So that doesn't make so much sense. How the mashkan did not get lamali? What's the purpose of his mashkan if it's not even it's not even helping him? You know, it's at least a partial collection of potentially if a guy doesn't come up with the money. Elalav shemamina must be that what it means of ena mashamit, my ena mashamit, the kamar of Shem Gamliel, ena mashamit bekulo. The entire debt is not wiped out by Shemitah. Or my mishamit to come Reb Yehuda Hanasi, and when Reb Yehuda Hanasi says that it is mishamit, that's lach palcha, the noy nakla, the mashkan, it's the part that the mashkan is not on. Whatever's lacking from the mashkan, that's what gets wiped away, and that's machlokas. So it comes out that basically Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yehuda Hanasi are arguing in this very point. Okay, the Reb Shimon Gamliel savar keneged kula hukona. The kinyan is to all of the amount, even though he only got a partial mashkon. It's attached to the entire debt. Okay, and Reb Yehuda Hanasi savar keneged do hukona. No, it's only to the amount of its value and not more than that. So that's machlokas that we quoted earlier is really this machlokas of Tanoim. So the Gemara says, not true. Lo, my Einu Mishamit, the comer of Shem Gamliel, who says it's not a riot? Because really, Reb Shem Gamliel says it's not wiped away. Lach pal gede nakadali mashkon. It's only for the half that the mashkon is not covered, is equal to. So the Gemara says, if that's true, Mechal de Reb Yehuda Hanasi Sar Lach pal gede nakadali mashkon, even to the value of the mashkon. Nami Mishamit, it's still wiped away. What the El Mashkon de nakad lamali? So what's the mashkon doing? It has no meat to it. So the Gemara says, absolutely right. If it's not equal to the amount, then lezichron dvarim ba'alma. It's really just a memory aid to make sure that the guy will pay, but it's not meant to be a partial payment or even a potential payment. Okay. That's the idea according to
Shemitah, though, which he'd be not paying at all, right?
No, but the point being is that the loan is fully wiped out, even though he's holding on to the mashkin. We thought that the mashkin is like the potential payment, and therefore he's not really asking for that money, and that's why it shouldn't get wiped away. It's not true.
He doesn't have to give back the mashkin, though.
Oh, he would have to.
Huh? He would?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It sounds like it's only zichron b'alma.
The loan gets wiped out, and the mashkin has to be rejuvenated. He put in a
scrapbook.
Okay. Rav Kana, so we have here a story. Rav Kana yovu leizuzei akitna. So someone gave him money for some flax. The self kidna, and then the value of the flax went up in value. So also the committee rav, the case came out, he asked the rav the kshayla, Amrle b'mayidin akitis zuzei havlo. The amount of money he gave you already, that's what you have to give him. Okay? Which is not like what we saw. That was, again, this is the machlokas, rav and rav Yochanan. So here he asked the right rabbi, right? He asked Rav, and says Rebbe, and he said, to the extent where the money is, that's what you got to give. The idach, and the rest of it, that you agreed on the price, that he did not yet pay, devarim dinu, that's only words. That's not called backing out on the trust, because the circumstances change. You know, the price fluctuated drastically, and you don't have to keep your word on when the circumstances change. And basically, the only part of the transaction that you're obligated to go forward with is to the amount of the money that he gave of the down payment. Now beyond that, which is again, Rav Lishitasa Ditma Dvarim. What's the story with words? Guy gave an oral commitment to something. Rav Amar Ein Bem Shem Mechus Re'amana. Because the situation changes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, not true. Yesh ben mechus re'amanah. That's called lack of breach of trust. Okay, you agreed. Even if the circumstances change, you got to be a man of your word. Now, basically, we have here a question. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, ma tam lomer hin tzedek. Why does the pasuk tell us hin tzedek? Hello, hin bechal eifaya. Hin is a partial measure of an epha. We already said epha tzedek, that you have to do, that your weight of an epha needs to be accurate weight. And the hin, of course, is a portion of that. Rashi gives the difference in value, an amount. One is 72, the other one is only 12. But the bottom line is, we know it's that's what it is. Okay. So, Ella Lomer Lach is to tell you, Shei Hei Hein Shalcha Tzedek, Ve'lav Shalcha Tzedek. Your yes needs to be a yes, and a true yes, and your no needs to be a true no. You can't back out, basically. So there you go. You see, changing your words is Mechus Ramona. It's Kasha on Rav. Tamar Baye, that's a totally different thing. That's not talking about what we're talking about over here. Because when circumstances change, there's nothing wrong with it. Now, what that's referring to is somebody is saying something verbally, but he means something else in his heart. That's tricking. That's mamish not. That's not a hein tzedek. But if you say, you know, I'll agree to you on this price for now, but like, you know, that doesn't mean that if there's a major change in the market, that you mean to keep that your word. But that was yesterday. This is today. That doesn't necessarily mean to stay. Okay, Meisveis, we have a question. Reb Shimon Omer, Afal Bishamru Talis Koinantina. Quoted this earlier, even though we said that a talis is what, once the talis changes hands, that's what is Koinantina's of. The A dinners of Koinantalis, but if I gave you the dinners of, it doesn't acquire back the talis to me. Mikamakam kachalacha. Yes, it's true that that's the law. After I give the money and you want to back out, you have the ability to back out. The law says that, but Abul Amram Misha Parim Anshadar Mamma Anshadar Aflaga Who Atzili Parim Misha Eino Oimed Bidiburi. Now the key thing over here is that there's a word Oimed Bidiburi, standing to your words, meaning being sticking to what you said that you committed yourself to do. Okay, so that's sounds like not like Rav basically. Gemara says Tanahi. Actually, it's Machlokas Tanam. Ditanan the Mishnah says Ma'aser Rabbi Yechon ben Masya. The story goes with Rabbi Yechon ben Masya. Sha'amar lufnai. He said to his son, "Say ischar lana poilu." So his son, a little bit older, whatever, and he said, "I want you to go hire workers." Halach paskalam zaynus. And he went and he said, "Okay, I'll pay you. I want the laborers, day laborers for the day. I'll cover your lunch. Okay, food's included, guys. Okay, I'll pick up something. Okay." When it came to the father, you got to be more specific. This is not a good deal. Even if you make them a five-course dinner, okay, not you weren't going to leave. Imam, you didn't provide to them what they're deserving. They have yichus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a fellow Jew. There is no measure of a meal that's sufficient. And therefore, it's an impossibility to actually keep your word. Okay, Ella actually is chilu b'malacha. Before they actually start the work, even though there was an agreement here, right? Say v'mor lam, go tell them, amenashe elicha malai, ala pas v'gimnis. What I meant is, I'm not providing food, I'm providing pita and chumos. That's it, okay? I mean, don't think it's more than that, okay? You have to be exactly, you can't even say, it sounds like, you can't say, you got to say what you mean, okay? And you got to be explicit, because if you leave it vague, It could mean the most. It needs to mean the most amount. Okay, which is not capable of being held up to. Here's the kasha, based on the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Masiyah, Visal Gedad Dvar Miyesh Ben Mishum Mechuzrei Ma'amona. Words are called Mechuzrei Ma'amona. So Heichi Amar Leizil Hadarbach. How can you tell him? Go change your mind. Okay. So Gemara says that's a kasha. So seemingly it's Chayra Machlokes Tanaim. All right. One Tana seems to say that you have to keep your word and you can't back out if you're not Emi Buri, no matter what, however you obligated yourself. And here he's saying that it's not too late to change things. So Gemara says Shani Asam the Poilum Gufayu Asam Gadatayu. The workers themselves didn't feel like they're eating. They didn't get anything necessarily as far as the meal. Because my time, I made Yadi Dalavua Samach. They all know that this kid was not the one who's really making the decisions. So the kid was like just the initial go between, but they really know that it depends on whether daddy is in agreement. And therefore, they themselves didn't quite, expect that there's going to be a major breakfast, major meal. Yaakov, that's true. Even if they start the work. So Gemara says, when it comes to starting work, they certainly that's where they obviously did rely on, because they were ready to start the work. If they didn't yet start the work, they're not so sure. But if they actually started the work, that means they are trusting. Obviously, if I'm ready to start, if he gave us the go ahead, that means that daddy said okay. Now, question.
So he's a gobble, right? He's not a minor.
He's an adult, but they knew that he wasn't the decision maker over here. So that's the point. But if they started working, that meant that the decision was made by the father, meaning? Okay. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rabbi Yechanan Achi. Does Rabbi Yechanan say this? For Amar Rabbi Barbachan Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Lechaber Matana, Ani Naisen Lach. If a man tells his friend, I'm giving you a gift, Yachalachzer Bai, you're able to back out of the gift. Yachal, you're able to? Of course you're able to. What do you mean? Pshita. Elamutter Lachzer Bai. You can't. It's not even doing anything wrong. Whatever. You're backing out. It's fine. Mutter laksavar, Samar Papa, and Rapapa says, O Mahdi Rabbi Yechanan b'matanamu etes de samchadatayu. That's if it's a large gift. So in other words, if a guy says, I'm going to give you, $1 million, so you could change your mind and say, I changed my mind, I'm not giving you $1 million. But if it's a matanamu etes, if it's like $5, then you really got to keep it, because that they rely that you actually mean it. In other words, it's like those guys, it's like, I'll bet you $1 million that this is not going to happen. You could take that bet, likelihood he's not getting that money. But if it's a dime, that's real money, you know what I'm saying. Then it means it, then I really am putting my money on the line. Okay. But my Torah says some chadatayu, there is this smichus das that expectation is there. Hachanam Sabrin makes sense that that's what's going on. Tamar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yechlin, Yisrael Shomer Levin Levi. Yisrael that tells a Levi, Kor Meiser Yesh Lecha Biyadi. I have a Kor of Meiser that I have handy by me, okay, that has your name written on it, meaning I'm planning on giving the Meiser to you. So you basically informed Reuven, this is for you, okay? I have it, I didn't give it yet, but it's by me. So Ben Levi, Rishai Lassas, the Trumas Meiser. So the Ben Levi can trust that that I'm going to keep my word, and therefore he can already rely on that it's as if he got it, and therefore he's saying, look, I'm going to eat this grain that I have here. Where's the Trumas Meiser that I have to give to the Kohen? It's going to come out of that portion, that core that's coming my way. Okay? So basically, that you could do. Al-Makam Acher. Now, Amrit Bishlam Al-Matzi Mahadar Bey, if it's not, like once you committed, you're not able to retract Mishamach Rishai, that makes sense. That's why you can trust it. But Eli Amrit Matzal Mahadar Bey, but if the guy can change his mind, he said, oh wait, that's before I found this Levi who's a big Talmud Chacham, and now I want to give it to that Levi. Changed my mind, right? But if he can change his mind, then my Rishai, why would it be allowed to this Levi to do it? It could come out in the end that he's eating teva. And for the Gemara, it was more than that. The guy must have taken it, meaning the guy made the kinyan on the core, And then he says, but I don't have room for it just yet, so keep it for me. Okay, Yachid, that's true. Well, look at the next line. If there was actually made, he took possession of it, the Levi. What's going on with the Sefer? Nasan ben Levi Acher. If he gave it to a different Levi, this Levi has only complaints. He doesn't have a real monetary claim. It's just complaints. Obviously, there was no kinyan. What do you mean you only have complaints? The guy, it's his money. You actually stole, basically. So obviously, he never did a kinyan. Shows b'delay natlu is talking about there was no kinyan shma mina, and that's pretty clear. And we're saying that basically the guy promised, but he didn't keep his promises. Okay, what's new? All right. So I'll hear a story. El gavra, there was a fellow to Avzuzi Hashum Shmi. A guy gave money for some sesame. So if I could some Hashum Shmi, the sesame prices shot through the roof. Tchina prices is there's a tchina wars. Okay, Hadra Bahu, a guy changed his mind. Farmer le leslan shum shmi. Shkozuzach, he says, look, I'm sorry, guy. I'm sorry, mister, but we don't have any sesame to sell for you. Here's your money back. Lo shakozuzach, the guy refused to take his money back. Ignav, and sure enough, the money was stolen. So Aslak made the Rav that came before Rav, Amrlei, Kivin the Amrlecha Shkol Suzak. Once they said, take your money, Loishagas, and you refuse to take it. Lomi boy Shemisachar will have it. Not only are they not a Shemisachar at this juncture, Alafilah Shemichinim not milave. They left the money for you. They're not a Shemichinim even, and therefore they're not responsible even if it was negligence that it was stolen. Amrlei Rabbanu LeRava, so Rabbanu told Rava, I've a boy lekabula ale mishapara. But for backing out, isn't there a mishapara? So he told them, Achinami, you're absolutely right. The guy can do one of two things. Either they can honor the sale and pay it, or they'll get a mishapara. But there's no real legal claim for what. He's still not a shomer, even a shomer chinam on that money. Okay. Amr a puppy, Amrli Ravina. So Rapapi said, Ravina told me, Lididi Amrli, Omer Abanan, Rav Tavashmei. It was told to me by this rabbi who's Rav Tavos. Amrila Rab Shmuel Bar Zotra Shmei, or is Shmuel Bar Zotra? The Ihaviyavale Kol Chalala Da Alma Lai Havakom Mashan Mitibori. You could give him all the money in the world; the guy never would change his words. He's a man of his words, a man of his words, and nothing, no amount of money would change that. Okay, and the guy told me Bididi Havavda. The story was, don't tell me the story about the sesame. I was the guy in the story. And you got the story all wrong. This is what happened. It was Friday afternoon. Okay? Late afternoon. I was sitting. And came to my door. Do you have sesame to sell me? I told him, no, I don't have any sesame to sell you. So he said, look, it's really close to Shabbos. And now I have to go home without my I came with money. It's going to be dark and I can't take the money home. If I could take it, I guess maybe there was an error. You could take the trina. You could take the trina home. The sesame, but he had nothing to do with the money. So the chashkali. Sam relays. I told him, look, habesa kamach. Look, the house is here. You can put it wherever you want in the house. Big enough, and then it ended up getting stolen from the house. Also, I made the Rav, in case came before Rav, I'm like, Kol HaBesach HaMach, terminology like that of the house is by you, let me buy a Shem HaSachar to have it. Not only is this guy not a Shem HaSachar, Alafil HaShem HaChinim Nami Labi. He's basically saying, I'm not taking responsibility for money now. Just because you're stuck doesn't mean that I want to take on that responsibility. It's right before Shabbos. Here's the house. Find the drawer to your liking and put it away. What do you want from me? I'm not taking on anything. So that's the story. Amrilei, I have a hamrulei. But what about the end of the line? Didn't it say hamrulei rabbanu l'rava? Didn't the rabbi tell rava yibayle lekabula aleg mishapara? There's a mishapara. What happened to the end of the story? Then the story was that he told him that there might be a mishapara involved. Amrilei, and he told me like how you dvar ma'alim. That part of the story was an add-on. That's not true. No such thing. always pays to get the story from the person who it happened to, because that's how it is. You get the telephone version, and then missing a lot of major facts. Good lesson. Okay. Brings us to the next thing. Reb Shimon Amar.
The story is according to who writes it.
The history, that's the thing about history.
As Churchill said, history shall be kind to me, for I shall write it. Okay.
Right. Rabbi Shimon, Omer kol shakas gvada yod halagin. Remember, Shimon in the Mishnah said that the man with the money is the man who's in the position of decision making. He could say, I want the deal to go through, I don't want the deal to go through. Okay, he's in the better position. Now, Tanya will learn the Rabbi Sarum Shimon Amasai, Mismacha Kesav appears beyond Moichar. That's where he's in power because he has the money and he has the Paris. So then it's not too late. Havel Kesav beyond Moichar. The seller has his money. Operis beyond Lekech, and the buyer has the fruit, the product. Any Achalaks, but at that point, just because he has the money, it doesn't make it that he can retrade the transaction. What's done is done. That doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The words don't fit in because money's in his hand. In whose hand over here? It's in the seller's hands. The value of the money, meaning the product, is in his hands. Pshita, isn't that obvious? So Amrava, Hachemayskim, we're talking about over here, Gon Shoysa Aliyah Sholakech. This is an interesting case. We have here that the buyer's attic was Muskeres Biad Moicher, meaning the seller was renting space in the property of the buyer. Okay, so remember, what was the whole basis for why we say the money doesn't make a purchase time? Why did the rabbis institute Mashiach altogether? Because, hey, your weed got burnt in my attic, and basically he's not going to be careful, and the idea is to protect the buyer, not to lose his things. Here, it's still in his domain. It's his attic, okay? Enough with like behind us, if a fire takes, accident happens, he's going to go ahead and take care of it. The fire is by him. So even though the guy's renting the space, he's totally not going to let that fire take it, knowing that it's his wheat. So therefore, maybe there's the reason for the why we do protect the buyer wouldn't apply in this scenario. Okay, Ugaver, there was a fellow, the Abzuzi Achamra. He gave money for wine. That's how I understand the case. The Saif Shama, the Kaboy Lemitzvei, the Bey Parzek Rufila. And there's a wedding of the head of the city, the officer, and is getting married to the Mishnah Melech. Major wedding coming up. So what do I need wine for when there's going to be a wedding? Okay, that doesn't make sense. So Amalei, Havli says, give me my money back. I don't need the wine. Asa Kameder of Chiz, Amalei, Keder Shetiknu Mashiach B'maychrin, Kach Tiknu Mashiach B'lkucha. It's just like the sale's not over. Just like we said the sale's not over for the... it's a two-way street, bottom line is. So the buyer also can back out even after he gave the money. It's not only that the... not only can the seller back out, but the buyer also can.
Even if he was that?
Since he didn't take possession. He did not. Even if he gave the money, he could say, I want my money back. He can back out. That's the bottom line. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Moving on to the next topic. This is a little bit of math. You need a little bit of math head over here. Okay. So talking about overcharging. We mentioned it briefly before about the idea of overcharging. So now we're getting to that topic. Ona arba kesef. The ona is 4 silver coins. Mi esrim arba, out of 24. So that's ona. Mi esrim arba kesef. Lesela. Okay. Shtus lemekach, which is a sixth of the sale. An mosim muter lahachzir. Until when can you go back if there was ona? Ad kedeshir letagar or lekrovo, till you could show it to a professional who can evaluate something and make sure you got the price, or the relative. However, Reb Tarfon from Lud, so Reb Tarfon who lived in Lud, he said he gave a ruling. It's actually 8 out of 24, okay, which is a lot. Meaning under 8 is not, it's not overcharging.
8 of 24.
Yeah,
1/3. That's 1/3, right? 8 out of 24 is the number, right? Kesef lusela. Shlish lemekach, which is basically a third, up to a third, it's still within the range. The businessmen in Lud were thrilled with that ruling of Rabbi Tarfon. Wow, that means that there's a lot more room for our profits because they're good, they're sharp businessmen. What happened? Amar lahem, but he told them, oh, by the way, kol yom mutar lachzor, but you can the guy can come back all day, anytime he has a whole day to come back. Not only for that hour that it takes to show to somebody. You know what, Rabbi Tarfon, thank you so much, but no thanks. We'd much rather have where we only allowed to make less profit, but there's only an hour a window or whatever it is for him to show somebody that he could retrade or come back. You know, no refunds, exactly. Much better system. We're ready. We prefer the other system where he has a much smaller window to change his mind. Okay. Itmar, we have here Machlokas. Rav Amar Shtus Mekach. The sixth is the sixth of the purchase. Sheninu. Shmuel Amar, no. Not only Shtus Mekach, Shtus Mos. Even a sixth of the money, monetary amount, regardless of the value. Okay? Nami Sheninu. So, in other words, what does this mean? So Shavi Shisa, if it's worth six, Be'chamshan is being sold for five. So that's off by a sixth. So that's, or Shavi Shisa B'Shiva, or it's worth six, and it's being sold for seven. So Kulama Lepligi, the Basar Mekach Hazlina, that's Basar Mekach, and everybody agrees that that's called Ona. Okay, the Ona Havia, that is Ona. Kipligi, the Shaila is, Shavi Chamsha is really only worth five. B'Shisa, and he sold it, he sold what's worth five for six. Bishavi Shiva, what's worth seven, Bishisa was sold for six. Where it's under, so in, if you're looking at the dollars, it's a sixth. It's maybe a sixth of the dollars. But if you're looking at the value, it's less than a sixth of its value. Okay. So Lishmul Damer Basar Mazaz Linan Idvideo Na. That's also a Habe. And the Rav Damer Basar Mekach Hazlinan only goes by the looking at a sixth off of the value of the purchase. So then Shavicham Shabishisa Bitul Mekach Havya. The five to six is a Bitul Mekach. Shavishiva Bishisa Bichil Havya. And seven to six, if it's worth seven and he's selling it for six, so then that's a Mechila. So one is way more, the other one's way less. Okay. Way more, once it's over, though, again, the ona amount is important to understand. The ona amount, the overcharging amount, what happens is when you're exactly on the ona line, so then the guy has a right to claim it, and with that window, whatever that window is, and then he gets his money back. That's the thing, to get it to the value. But if it's over that amount, so then it cancels the sale. But so that's the idea. Ushmul Amar no, Kamin Mechilu Bitol Mekach Hecha Deleka Shtus Mishnei Tzadim. That's where there's neither side is a sixth. Aval Hecha Deleka Shtus Mitzarecha. But if one side it's a sixth, Ona Havya, that's still Ona, and that's on the Ona line. Okay, tonight we learned the Mishnah Ona Dalit Kesef, Miasim Rabba Kesef. So it's four silver coins out of 24. Now that's 1/6, right? Lesela Shtus Lumekach, which is a sixth of the purchase. My love, the Zavin Shavi Esrim, something was purchased that's worth 20, and he sold the best from above, and he sold it for 24. Ushmamina Shtus Mos, Nami Shininu. Isn't it also telling us the sixth of the money, like Shmuel? No, not true. The Shavi, the Zavin, Shavi Esrim Arbab Esrim. He sold what's worth 24, he sold it for 20. So the Gemara says, hey, the second Munisana, who's the one who's losing out over here? Mocher, the Mocher undersold its value. Amos said, the problem is that doesn't fit into the rest of the Mishnah, because the scenario of the Mishnah is where the buyer was the one who got ripped off. So Ad Masai Mutter Lachzir Kadesh Yira Latakar Lakravai. That's clearly talking from the buyer's perspective, because he's the one who has the item in hand. A seller that was undersold, Le'olam chayzer. He doesn't have that small window. His window is much larger. He can always go back and say, hey, you tricked me and bought it less than its true value. Ela dezavin shav, must be a case is this. Dezavin shav esrim v'arba, be'esrim etman. It was worth 24, and he sold it for 28. So bottom line is, it's not a raya. Now, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, hi, Rabbi Tarfon b'Lod. Rabbi Tarfon issued a ruling in Lod, the Palanash Mona Kesef, me esrim arba, which is the third, Kesef, me esrim arba Kesef, shlisela, which is shlish lemekach, which is the third of the purchase. My love, the Zavin Shavi Shistri, it's worth, he sold something worth 16, but Esrim Arba for 24. Okay? Ushma Minosh Lishmos, which is a third of the money also, and that's also on a level. Okay? It's a third more in the cash value, even though it's much more in terms of, you understand, it's much more, if you're looking at the purchase, it's a bigger percentage of the purchase value. Okay? Because it was only worth 16, and it sold for 24. Okay, that's a much bigger share out of the 16, but it's a non-number if you're looking at money, just looking at the two numbers. So you see, shlishmos namishaninu. So Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the case. The zavin shavi esrim arba, what he sold was worth 24 bishitzer, and he sold it for 16. Means ana mocher, the one who got ripped off over here is the seller." Amos, have a look at the next line. Amalem kol yom muter lachzor. He could change his mind all day. Obviously, so obviously it can't be the case. So we're back. So is this a raya that it to Shmuel that it's even a shlish of the money, the monies? No, dezavin shavi chavdal b'tlosim etrein. It was worth 24 and he sold it for 32. And that's the third that we're talking about. And it has to be a third of the purchase, not a third of the money, in order to be just the ona point. Okay. Let's continue. Wait, how are we doing time wise? We'll stop. You know, we'll stop right here, the Tanya Kavase, and take it from here tomorrow.
So we have